هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Anzac Day has been one of Australia's most important national occasions since 1927. Anzac Day marches and commemorative services will not take place in public this year due to coronavirus lockdowns. Instead, people are being asked to mark Anzac Day by standing on their driveways at 6 a.m. for a combined dawn service. To tell us more about how the special occasion will be taking place this year is State Library's World War I expert Elise Edmonds. Elise, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Could you briefly tell us who Elise Edmonds is, please?
So I'm a senior curator at the State Library of New South Wales. I had the amazing task of researching a number of our World War I diaries that we have in our collection. I've done a number of exhibitions over the centenary of World War I, displaying many of those World War I diaries along with some photograph collections that we have also in the library, and personal papers and sketchbooks also that we have all relating to World War I. So the library has a really rich, large collection, particularly of World War I diaries that were collected just straight after the end of World War I. So they've been in the collection for over 100 years. So they're really, very, many of them are fascinating sort of voices from that conflict.
Elise, as mentioned above, Anzac Day marches and services will not be taking place this year. So how could people commemorate this special occasion this year?
Yes, so this year, Anzac Day, of course, will be very, very different to what we're used to. There won't be any marches or those beautiful community events that happen after the marches, after the formal ceremonies. This year, we are, of course, being asked to stay at home. So there is a national social media hashtag called hashtag Anzac at Home that people are encouraged to take photographs of themselves and their families commemorating the day and sharing them on their social media channels. So people are encouraged to stand at the front of their houses, at their gates or on their balconies at 6 a.m. when the dawn service will be taking place. Of course, people can listen on the radio or TV coverage at that time for the actual ceremonies. But I guess it's a way for us to commemorate and acknowledge Anzac Day this year is from the fronts of our houses.
COVID-19 is impacting our lives in many ways. How important is it to document this year's Anzac Day?
Yeah, so this is such a unique Anzac Day, isn't it? So we definitely want to see how people are responding and what they're doing in this time period in 2020 so that, you know, researchers of the future, people 50 years ahead in the future or 100 years can look back and see exactly what we were doing. So that's so important for us to be able to document our activities, whether or not we're standing in the front of our houses or maybe afterwards we might be, making poppies in our lounge room, or we might be researching our family's war service history online. There's all sorts of things that we might be doing on Anzac Day this year that will be of real interest for researchers of the future to look back on.
As you've mentioned earlier, the State Library has been collecting war-related diaries, letters, photographs and so on since 1919. How big and important is this collection?
So the library began collecting World War I diaries in 1919, so that year where the servicemen and women were returning home. And so we have a very special collection, a very large collection of original personal diaries written by people who served across all of the services and from all ranks. So we have the average soldier's diary, the average nurse's diary, but then also senior officers' diaries and accounts from people from all walks of life. So people who were teachers or scientists or labourers or farmers, architects and journalists, all of those types of people who served. So it's a really unique collection. And it's a collection that we have unusually, I guess most people think of the Australian War Memorial as the place, and of course it is. But at that point in 1919, the Australian War Memorial had yet to be built. So the Mitchell Library, the State Library of New South Wales, was one of the largest national libraries, really. So the staff at that time really took advantage of that national reputation and encouraged people across Australia to sell their personal diaries to the library for the library's collection. And there was a real thought in those days. The head librarian realised that these diaries would become very important to future generations of Australians when, you know, they wanted to learn about the history of Australian service during World War One. So it was very forward-thinking, very strategic idea that he set in train straight after the end of World War One.
Elise, in your experience, what has been the most, say, fascinating thing that you have read or researched in regards to World War One?
I suppose the objects themselves. So these little diaries, often they're pretty small little diaries that could fit maybe in your top pocket of your uniform. So they're small little things. They're often quite battered. And when you open them, they're often written in like a purple pencil, which was a military issue pencil. So they're kind of hard initially to read. But once you start reading them, or once maybe you hear someone reading them for you, you are immediately transported to that person's experience. So you can really see in many of them their personalities come through, their authenticity. There's a bit of humour in them. It's not all doom and gloom. I mean, obviously, some of the passages talking about various battles and terrible injuries and deaths, of course, are very powerful and terrifying to read. But in other parts, there's a lightness and there's a humour. They talk also about being on leave in England and being on leave in France and the beauty of France when they are back behind the lines in safety. So I suppose they give a really nice, rounded experience of Australian service, not just that terrible trench warfare, but a very broad, you know, description of a person's war experience.
Elise Edmonds, State Library World War One expert, thank you kindly for talking to us on SBS Kurdish, and thank you for the valuable information you've given us today, and all the best.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your interest.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.